I guess I've, you know that you guys plan a lot of events, but I don't think that anybody truly grasps like how many events you guys are doing.
Yeah.
And then being part of SKO, your sales kickoff last year, you allowed partners for the first time.
For sure.
That was a fun experience. And then obviously you've got Verkada One coming up in roughly a month or so.
Yeah.
These are huge events. Like, I mean, you are swinging for the fences. Like, there's very much almost an Apple-ish effect of the production quality.
For sure.
And the videos and the AV production and the different course tracks. And you've got, you know, staging area of equipment. You're potentially releasing some new features and functionality and products set every year at Verkada One. And then on top of that, you have all of your major trade shows around the world. And, you have ISC, GSX, ISC East. You have all of this stuff going on. And that all ultimately falls on your team.
It does. Most of it, yeah. That's, 95% of it.
That's
sure.
a lot.
It is a lot.
How many events?
Roughly. Yeah, I mean, I think this year we're going to get to right around 500.
Holy cow.
500 events. And they're all different sizes, but generally more than 30 people. Somewhere between 30 and, as Verkada One's going to be, around 2,000 people this year.
Wow.
So different types of programs. So you kind of have to templatize it.
Right.
And so there's like, you know, we're actually working on an exec event track right now. But there's different types of events from like thought leadership all the way down to like get your hands on the product. And so it just depends where you want to put it. But to be honest with you, 2 years ago, we didn't have that magnitude of events. We were actually somewhere in the 100. So we've actually quintupled our amount of events in the last 2 years. And you know, there's the scale of how to templatize as many events as possible so that one employee can actually do way more events than you think. Like, I think a field marketer now can do 15 events a quarter, which is 60 a year-ish, right? Probably 50 if you include like Q4. Wow. So we actually templatize like the automation of the leads to the, like, this is what a FISEC form is supposed to look like, to all that stuff has been templatized to a certain extent. But then there's custom situations that arise, right? And then you have to hire people to get to 500. And by the way, I think we still have more room to go. Where we've maybe saturated a lot of the cities that are your tier one cities, like, you know, Dallas or New York, but like I look at the map, there's still no event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I think there should
be one.
That might
be for a reason. It's Tulsa, Oklahoma.
There needs to be like one, you know? There's a lot of the little cities that I think need an event. Raleigh, Durham needs to have more events. Like, you know,
sure.
And so I think there's still more places to go, and we want to meet the customer where they're at. I think we already have some type of brand awareness. We can always improve that. But I think now they want to actually talk to customers, prospects, and understand, you know, what they think about Verkada. That's very different for Verkada One, which is our user conference, where you mentioned it, like the obsession to ensure that the product's, I guess, white glove service and feel is felt in our marketing is paramount. We built a org that's 13 people just working on creative production. And during Verkada One, we actually used some agencies as well. The idea that we instilled on them was Apple minus one, which basically meant anything they produce should be, if it were to show up on Apple's website, it wouldn't feel foreign to it because it's good enough. But at the same time, they do it in record time. They do it in like 3 weeks instead of a year. And they have very little time.
And the video production, the marketing videos, the releases on the website, like they are first notch. I mean, top class.
I think we do a great job at it. I think it wasn't always the case. We talked about it. Like, I can tell you when I first started that I was pretty ashamed of Verkada's website.
Right.
But it was one of the things we wanted to tackle. It's good to be ashamed of your prior work.
Right.
Especially at the beginning. But that, you know, we got better over time. And at Verkada One, I think we show our best.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the production quality, it's about the rehearsals that we do.
I know.
I don't know if we sit.
I've been on stage.
You've seen the rehearsal behind the scenes rehearsals. I'm the first barrier of entry generally, and then Philip is actually the last barrier of entry.
Yeah.
To make sure if he doesn't think it's good enough, he just says we're going to cancel that one.
Right.
And there were situations where we just canceled the session, canceled the situation. But we want it. Even our product launch, sometimes people ask me, like, why come to Verkada One if it's just product launch so I could see them online next week? I'm like, you know, besides the other things we do, the breakout sessions, the thought leadership, listen, we are leading the cloud transition. And I think there's so much to be said there and bringing the right people there. But even our product launches, when we do it at Verkada One, it's kind of like going to the movie theater. Mm. And it's like, yeah, sure, you could see the DVD.
Right.
But like, why do you go to the movie theater? It's the experience, and it is an experience.
It most definitely is.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It is absolutely one of the best events that I've been to in our history. And I feel like there used to be a lot of that. So if you get back to the late 90s, early 2000s, there was a lot of big events that drew the crowds. They were the brands that moved the needle. People still talk about that kind of stuff. And then that all went away. And
yes,
there hasn't been anything to fill that void. I mean, even ISC parties and events have been really lackluster for the past couple of decades. I mean, being truly honest about it. And, definitely you guys are like seeing that and you're putting the effort there. And
I think it's important.
Yeah.
I think in person and relationship based, which is actually where partners actually sit all the time, is super critical to the enterprise motion.
Right.
I think we learn a lot more. We get to spend more time. I get to see your facility, which is immediately feeds ideas into my mind. I think it's super critical. And I think the same thing is true for site walks at customers and so forth. And we get to meet them in person at ISC West or at our events. And that's when real outcomes come.
Yeah.
So we can do all the digital stuff. We can bring them to a webinar. We can do all this other stuff. We can do the demo over Zoom or whatever. But in the end, there's going to need to be a human connection, a trust component, an understanding of the customization that they need. Why this, why that. Super critical.
Well, and the closer that you guys are at, the easier it is to adapt the product to solve problems.
Absolutely.
For organizations.
I'm pretty happy with what we did at ISC West this year.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah, of course.
I think one of our product marketers came up with the escape room.
Yes.
Mindset. I think that was a lot of fun.
It was. And it had a line constantly waiting to get in and out of that.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm already thinking of what we could do next.
I love it.
Yeah. I think the whole company decided after that we should do an escape room.
Right.
We should change our EBC, our executive business center, to an escape room. And my mindset is like, no, we did that. Everyone's going to do that next year. We got to go do something next.
Yeah, you got to constantly be pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
I love that. That's, all this room is that, right? Like, how do we separate ourselves from somebody else, right? Like, make the investment in something, do something different.
Yep.
Get out there, keep people on their toes. And, we definitely subscribe to that mantra here for sure.
And I'm sure you've added those blue lights after the fact.
Yeah.
And to just add, that's great. Yeah.
So let's talk about the competitive landscape for a little bit. It's always fun to kind of pick on the competition a little bit, but, there's no doubt that we're seeing, finally, it's been kind of fun to watch because for the longest time, everybody's like, Verkada's nothing. They're not, not going to be anything to worry about. And a lot of organizations, I think, didn't take you seriously.
Yeah.
And they just kind of kept doing what always done, right? And they didn't evolve. And some wouldn't even acknowledge, the fact that they were losing deal after deal to Verkada.
Sometimes they're not purview to that either, because it might be through the partner. They won't see it, right? But but after a while, you kind of have to realize it. Yeah.
Right. And so then now you're kind of seeing some organizations who are like, okay, legitimately, competitor number one, the person we need to keep in our sights is Verkada.
Yeah.
And we've seen multiple products where they are trying to put together the suite of products. And that could be, you know, people going on a buying spree and they're going to try to bolt in all of these other features and functionality to check the box that, yes, we also do this just like Verkada. There's this whole idea that that they're going to be able to be more successful with you by bolting these things on and that they're going to answer that, but they're really kind of checking the me too box. What's your thoughts on that?
First of all, I don't underestimate our competitors. I think when they're potentially viewing an existential threat, they're going to push very hard. So I think if we become complacent, they will ultimately reach parity, you know? So one thing's for sure, sometimes you might hear some Verkada sales rep or something like that say, they're not this or whatever. I don't underestimate them at all. I take them at their word, and they're shooting for a platform play just like Verkada has been able to implement. Yes, my understanding, having seen some of the demos as well, by the way, the demo being better than the actual end outcome for them, that they haven't quite reached it. That's my understanding. But they will.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's hard to compete with Verkada because of the true engineering DNA that exists at Verkada and the leaders that exist at Verkada. And as long as that's true, it's not that easy. You know, being a bigger company, you have to cannibalize potentially what you've done before, which is inherently going to slow you down. You also are public potentially, and so you have to worry about the financials of stuff like that and short-termism, right? Which we're not yet a public company, so we get to take some long approaches mm-hmm. to certain things that they wouldn't take. So we got to use that to our advantage. But ultimately, I can tell you that we're always one step ahead.
Yeah.
So as soon as they get to this, just like we did with video security, we went over, we built the platform. By the way, people who say single pane of glass, I actually don't like that term because I think we integrate really well. It's not just in one place.
Right.
We really built the features to make sure it solved for the solution, for the problem with the solution. So I call it integrated. And then, of course, the ability to then integrate everywhere else. But we're already working on things that are a year out that hopefully throw the competitors off a little further. And I think as long as Verkada does that, in the end, no matter what you do, patents or whatever, you're not going to be able to withstand the force of competition unless you move forward faster.
Yeah, you want to be that brand that gets out there
that
becomes known for whatever feature or functionality it is.
Right? And starts with the product, but it's also in go-to-market, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like I'm pretty sure our competitors' marketing team doesn't think like we do. Pretty sure.
I would say 100% accurate, but it's not, it's more than that. It's every aspect of it. You know, it's, you know, just the number of representatives, the number of
sales reps,
people, the number of events that you guys are planning. I mean, we've seen organizations that really constrict that aren't out in front of the public the way that you are, 500 events and
for
definitely
sure.
don't do things like EBCs or, you know, the Verkada One events or any of that type of stuff, right? They're just not doing that.
Yeah,
right?
It's the SaaS go-to-market kind of approach that has not really been in the industry up until now. And of course, I think they will implement some stuff. I think in general, we're lucky enough to have the talent to be able to come up with some pretty cool stuff. It's not just the magnitude of things, it's the efficiency in which we do those magnitude things.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's also been really fun to see how quickly products can move through your life cycle. I've been fortunate enough to be, you know, on the brainstorming side of something where there's a little bit of momentum potentially brewing, and then like see how quickly that it gets through
to market.
That process has been really eye-opening on being able to be part of that.
It's very, you know, they're trying to get, especially for hardware, it's hard to get hardware out fast.
Yep.
They do it in very fast cycles.
They do.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see what's going to come out at Verkada
for sure.
Because you truly don't know, right?
For sure.
I mean, some of us do because we
we put the partners deep in the process,
but,
right?
Like for the most part, most people don't know what to expect, right?
Yeah, and we've also shelved a few things for like and just put them over to the side and be like, I don't know if we want to do this. Command Connector, for example, right? Like it's just an example of that, and you know we shelved it for a while.
What's really interesting, I don't know if I've ever shared the story with you, is that one of our hesitations in moving forward with Verkada as a dealer was the lack of a Command Connector. Ultimately, we started doing business with Verkada before the Command Connector was out, and then we fully embraced the whole product ideology and the ecosystem of end-to-end and what that looks like and understanding the warranty and the licensing models and how that changed the direction for organizations versus putting the Band-Aid in there in the midterm. And so when they came out with the Command Connector, I actually had
you were less excited.
Exact opposite. Yeah. It's like, no! Selfishly, we were working on an Arena deal. And it was a complete one-for-one replacement, and that's the way the deal was headed.
Yep.
And then instantly the product came out. You guys did your splash on it. It's all over the place and comes back over. And immediately the conversation changes to, well, we'd like to get a quote to start with Command Connectors instead of replacing all of the cameras, you know? And it was like, I've been working on this for, you know, a year or whatever, and
now
it just becomes a Command Connector deal, right? And that was
the cannibalization of revenue there is interesting, right? I think... surprisingly, what we found, and we knew this going into it, but it's true. People want to know that there is the option to use Command Connector. But when you come down to the end of it, a lot of people, a lot of organizations end up not using it and wanting to just rip and replace. But they know they have the optionality if they need to. I think the bigger the organization is, the more they're going to need to use Command Connector potentially. But I understand, like there's a lot of sales reps at Verkada who don't want to push it at all.
Right.
Because they're like, why would I lose revenue?
We as an organization don't want to push it at all at all either, right?
But sometimes it's needed. Last minute, you know?
Or, you know, there's a recent store that was just installed or a school that just, you know, equipment's only a year old. And they want to do that, but replace the rest of at the other locations.
Yeah, or the access control integration. They want to use multi-product and use the cameras they have here, but use the doors of Verkada, right? And so I think it's still very useful and might not be your first approach for sure.
So speaking of like that rolling out life cycles and everything else, when we're talking about the competition, where do you think that really Verkada wins head to head and like total cost ownership, let's say over 5 years, is that the licensing, storage, bandwidth, maintenance, where do you think that you think that major needle mover is? And then like what inputs should buyers consider when they're considering
the ROI? I've gotten so many requests internally for a calculator. And the problem is it's not one buyer fits all situation.
Not at all. Not even close.
Every enterprise play, specifically enterprise,
values things differently.
Very different, you know? And so I can give you kind of an umbrella of things, but in the end, I think it's very specific to the buyer. And we have, as a sales rep and as a partner, you got to get really good at that.
Right.
Like you have to understand their business. You have to understand what are the
pain points,
what's pushing everything. Yeah. But I think moving to the cloud and having a native cloud solution that doesn't have the infrastructure problems, that is saving a ton of time. And by the way, speeding up on how it saves time in so many different areas is just like, you know, how do you wear, you know?
Right.
And by the way, like, you know, I was talking to a car wash company a couple of months ago, and they deal with millions of dollars of scratch liabilities every year. And the problem is their solution up to now has been on-prem for the most part. Whether it is somewhat cloud-centric, but still requiring on-prem, all that stuff, they have hundreds of locations. And they just want to know whether the scratch existed ahead of the car wash. You know, and so that they could tell the driver, no, the scratch was already there.
Right.
We don't have to pay that. And that mitigates like I don't know the percentage exactly, but sure. like millions of dollars. And you know, what you need there is a, first of all, a cloud solution so that you can stream it to some like central location. You need to have the bandwidth optimization with the resolution needed to be able to capture that scratch at the right time.
Yep.
And at the same time, not overutilize bandwidth because it's usually in a rural area that doesn't have that much bandwidth. And then you also need the license plate reader to be super accurate so that you can easily like search it.
The car.
Okay. And like, you know, so when you tell me like, how do you kind of build a TCO for that? I mean, they would know better how to build it. We would have to work with them, or the partner would have to work with them to truly understand it. But I can tell you that as soon as you move to the cloud, there are use cases that probably cost each organization millions of dollars, if not tens of millions of dollars, that could be solved for. And we just need to think and work together. And that's the beautiful thing of a software solution. Sometimes we could actually build it
right
in time to have it out so that they can solve for it.
Yep.
And if it's big enough, we'll do it. And so I think really just depends on that. But the time savings is the thing that doesn't usually get quantified. And it's actually quite remarkable how much time we save. The infrastructure teams, the teams using everything, the maintenance of it all.
Let's talk a little bit about that enterprise side. It seems like Verkada and even cloud solutions in general are finally like starting to catch their stride within the larger enterprises, even crossing into like global territory
and sure.
those types of deals. And so some of these deal sizes and command orgs are getting bigger and
very bigger.
And
yeah.
You know, spanning now and you know tens of thousands of cameras and thousands of doors of access control within a command. Like, do you just see that enterprise and global adoption rate continuing to fuel faster and faster? And do you think that that's where your biggest growth is at this point?
You know, when we think of Verkada back in the day, we got excited on a 10K deal.
Right.
Like, I remember, like, in the prompts and the gongs, I mean, yeah. You've heard the media enough about it, but we got excited
yeah.
about a 10 or 25K deal, 50K became a thing. And it seems to always get bigger over time. And it both has to deal with the product getting more enterprise-centric, the sales team being fragmented over to focus on areas that we haven't saturated, the marketing appearing even bigger than it was. So there's a lot of components, partners that are more centric towards enterprise. A lot of components that like drive us up, but we have a very good understanding of our penetration in the market. And so we can tell you in every industry or any type of size of company, what our saturation is. And like in mid-market, we're actually pretty high up there in the double digits already, like 10% plus of penetration of the market. In enterprise, we're only 3-4%, something like that. Don't quote me on exact number, but it's something like that. And so, yes, that is where the growth is going to come from in the next 2-3 years, and international as well, by the way. But that number internationally is not big enough yet to matter to Verkada.
Right.
It's too small.
Yeah.
Enterprise is massive. And federal, by the way, plays a part into it into next year. But yes, and enterprise companies don't change their minds that fast.
Right.
Like, it requires a lot of different companies to kind of start seeing the thing
right.
for them to say, oh, well, if they're doing it, then I'm going to do it.
Right.
And so it's kind of like a boulder that's starting to move, and I see it move, and it's growing at a very fast pace, way faster than Verkada's growth rate today. So I do expect a lot more to come from that. And by the way, that is what Verkada's product is also working on. And at Verkada One, we're actually focused a lot on that. So you're going to see a few things that we really care about from an enterprise scale standpoint that you're going to see us launch. Just to add to that, I think it's the one thing I hear from our competitors or the partners of our competitors from time to time is that Verkada is just a mid-market company. Like, that's the kind of the narrative they want to paint. It's like, no, they're good now, because I can't say they are not good anymore,
right.
but they're mid-market. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm happy they're doing that, because to a certain extent that allows us to kind of like disprove them again.
Right.
I think a cloud-centric solution is the solution for enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
yes, we might not have the specific customization that they need, a badge that, you know, maybe, you know, turns green for 5 seconds here, but 3 seconds there, like whatever.
Sure.
The reader. But the bigger picture is missed. And the bigger picture is if you're doing 10,000 cameras across 1,000 locations, granularity of all that access and integrating it to all these systems and so forth, you probably want a cloud solution.
Yeah.
And one that embraces it to its fullest extent.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we talk to so many security directors or CSOs of these organizations who don't have visibility to their organization. Like that's their yeah. job, and they couldn't tell you where a camera is on one of their facilities in some cases because they just don't get to see them.
That's right.
They don't have access to it.
Yep.
And it's really challenging to do your job. It's really challenging for other people within the organization to see what's going on. And you've made an investment in technology that only a very select couple of people can use.
That's
and
right.
So when you start knocking down those walls and more people are able to use it, then it becomes one of those tools that they can use every day.
For right? sure. Yeah.
So we mentioned Motorola and Altif a little bit, but then obviously there's Rhombus out there that I don't think anybody can deny is, but you know, basically trying to be the Verkada clone in a lot of ways, right?
Sure.
From UI to operational process, playbooks, like everything. That
even our ads. You'd be surprised.
I'm not surprised
like,
at all.
Like it's an identical ad.
Yeah.
Instead of the Yeti that we promoted, mm-hmm. it's the, I don't know, Hydro Flask or whatever.
Right.
But
yeah.
it's like, that's our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So their new talking point is like flexible alerts and workflows. How do you feel that compares to your like philosophy of rules and automation and how non-technical teams manage using the system day to day?
I think workflows are super important. Like I think we want to build more automation workflows.
Right.
So I think that's like, you know, I think it's kind of like the idea of pointing at, you know, when you're going against a company, you'll always find a soft spot and that's what they're going after. I actually really believe we could do a lot more there. It's one of the areas that I've even told Philip, like we should be automating a lot of workflows. If you do this, then this happens. So I think, Rhombus has to beat us in some areas and that's what they're kind of focused on. Besides that, you know, I think about Rhombus as like, it's good to have another, you could call it a copycat competitor that's always keeping us like on our toes.
Right.
We all are eating market share, what we call the cloud kind of TAM of physical security, eating it into the full physical security realm. And we're all eating incumbents, but then they kind of nibble a little bit of Verkada's market share from time to time. I think that's healthy. I don't know whether they're going to sustain their business like this, but in general, we want to make sure that we solve for, if there's a real pain point, we're going to solve for it as well.
I couldn't agree more from that perspective. I do like the competition. Obviously, I always try to keep a pulse on what's going on in the market and things like that. And there's constantly new players that pop up and
for sure.
that are coming out there and they like are
they might disappear too.
Subject.
Yeah, they might disappear real fast. Yeah. And you need to build a business.
Correct.
That's sustainable and that's risky to potentially switch and all do that. So you have to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.